How idyllic to sit in a pristine mountain valley, brush in hand, leisurely capturing the image of a snow-capped vista on canvas. What could go wrong with that?
There's the bugs that are challenging, the wind.
Ed Sirachman has painted en plein air, which is French for open air, since the inception of Colorado Plein Air 7 years ago.
There's wild animals, and a lot of the times you'll be trying to paint and there'll be a lot of people around, so you have to deal with that too.
Plein air is to painting as sprints are to a distance runner. It's a practice that builds agility and requires an artist to go from idea to gallery-ready painting in a short period of time.
The sunlight is shifting all the time, so it's a very hard discipline. You kind of have to get set up, and you have probably like about an hour and a half, two-hour window to paint. Otherwise, the light is completely different.
Plein air painting became popular in the 19th century. Think impressionists such as Monet and Van Gogh. That's because for the first time then, pre-mixed oil paints were readily available to artists who theretofore needed to mix their own pigments. The ready-made paints made it easier for artists to adopt the sentiment, have easel, will travel.
We've developed into the largest plein air arts festival in the country.
Robin Riddle Lima is executive director of Denver's Golden Triangle Museum District, which facilitates the annual Colorado Plein Air program. This year, more than 140 artists spent the late summer and fall at painting sessions at more than 30 locations across the state.
When people realize what this work, how it's been made in that manner, then they really appreciate what they're looking at.
It's always great art.
Nancy Witzel is at the final stop for the top works created by the Colorado Plein Air artists, the annual Colorado Plein Air Arts Fest. It's a juried art show at the Denver Central Library Vita Ellison Gallery.
Some more spectacular than others, but because this is a juried show, I think they select the best of the best.
Some of that work captures the more quintessential aspects of Colorado: aspen speckled landscapes, snow-capped mountains, and roaming buffalo. But some of the plein air paintings focused on the urban landscape, such as I-25, the Spear Boulevard Bridge at Confluence Park in Denver, and even the top of a utility pole. Artist Sean Conroy took part in this year's first paint, held in August at the state capitol. He recently moved to Denver from New Orleans.
What is it for you about painting outside? A lot of artists prefer the privacy of a studio, the quiet that it affords them, the focus, the control of the light. This is kind of the wild, wild west of painting, right?
Oh, totally. It's sort of like gardening, like when you start digging into the dirt and the worms come out, and you notice the birds are chirping because you're releasing worms. you're out there in the mix and just channeling all the natural energy onto a two-dimensional surface.
If longtime Colorado plein air painter Ed Sirachman's experience is any indication, this won't be Sean Conroy's last time painting on plein air.
It's kind of addictive in a way, you know, because it's when you go back to trying to use photo references, then it's just too boring, you know, and it's more like a job.
So, for these plein air artists, bugs, wild animals, and race against time, it is. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.